This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
This is Monster, my podcast.
And this is Bemoth, the Avatar of Cthulhu.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Yep. One of three we're going to be talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And probably the least of these. This is okay.
This is just some nightmare gas is what it is.
It's just a foul fog.
Right.
I don't like that he gets to be called the Devourer.
No.
Like, you don't devour shit. Like, you he possesses crocodiles, which then devour things.
Yes.
You know, so give it should be called like Crocodile the Devourer.
Yeah, the Crocomancer.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, this is, you know, just because Cthulhu lies, you know, eternally sleeping, except for some of those bad hair days that he gets when the stars are right. He's got a couple of these kind of just projections that he does, projections and possessions. And really, Bemoth, which is short for Behemoth. It's what if Behemoth lived on Pern? You have Bemoth.
Behemoth. the Dragon War D-War of avatars.
Yeah, this is a colored fog that just goes around, is occasionally luminescent, changes color, gives people bad dreams.
Yeah, which that part is fine because Cthulhu does that without.
Yeah, I don't know why he needs this gas.
Yeah, he doesn't. He doesn't need the gas. Well, he does it. He possesses things. This is the power that Bemoth has that Cthulhu doesn't. Right. So this evil fog comes up. It's worshipped in. I love this. Superstitious peoples of Africa and South Africa, as well as other parts of the world.
Yep,
it's a wide net. includes everything within Africa and outside of it. Both groups.
Yep.
And when you worship this cloud, the cloud comes around, and you start having these crazy sexual orgies.
Party cloud.
And then it culminates in an act of violence where the cloud, it's suggested, like possesses, you know, a crocodile or hippo or something that you then sacrifice to it.
Yeah.
You know, so far so good.
Yeah.
And that's basically what the cloud does. It like engulfs you. You feel this kind of weird, cold, spooky feeling, and then it can control your mind.
Right.
That's it.
And that's pretty much it. It's just it's a literal power struggle within the construction of the game, and one imagines that a stiff breeze will carry him to another island.
Yeah, fire dissipates it instantly.
Right.
Like this is a pretty weak, and even though it can use any spell it wants to, it doesn't usually do it.
I can do that. I just don't feel like doing it right now.
Yeah, exactly. But the thing it mostly has you do is orgies.
Yeah.
Like, is this why orgies happen? Because I've always thought orgies are kind of weird in general.
Yeah.
You know, as a thing. Like, I've talked about this before, but my hometown had a swingers club, which is really strange because it's like a rural old town. And they had a website with like all the swinger profiles. And me and my friends used to make fun of it because there's just like a lot of, you know, like kind of gross looking middle age.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, most humans are not conventionally attractive.
Which is fine in real life.
Yeah.
Like outside of an orgy cloud. You know, just like, I don't know. It's just weird. There's that scene in Neonomicon too, where it's like, it's the cultist orgy.
Yeah.
And I always like how everyone is drawn in that because it's all like very real people,
mm-hmm.
You know, and it's fine if that's what, you know, I'm not trying to like necessarily cloud shame you, but like if it's just kind of a weird, a weird superpower for this god to cause something that like probably already happens. And that's really it, except it ends with crocodiles.
Well, your orgies don't. See, here's my conception of orgies. Okay, both sex and eating are basic human desires. For eating, we have buffets. Why don't we have buffets for sex? Boom.
I guess that makes sense.
Yeah,
but this mixes the two of them in a way that's like not, because then you eat or be eaten. You know, cloud orgy.
Well, Bemoth complicates all.
Yeah, Bemoth is a complicated cloud. Much more complicated than that stupid cumulonimbus. more like cumulonimcompoop.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.